The Canarian Weekly Local News, exclusively on Oasis FM.
The forest fire in Gran Canaria, which began on Wednesday afternoon, has now spread to five municipalities of San Mateo, Telde, San Bartolomé de Tirajana and Santa Lucia de Tirajana, and covers over 2,000 hectares. As a result, more than 800 people have been evacuated and they've also closed schools. By 3 p.m. on Wednesday, the Gran Canaria Cabildo declared the fire an emergency situation level 2. More than 300 firefighters, including 9 helicopters and an aeroplane, are working by land and air to extinguish the fire since the access to the summit has been closed. The weather is helping with some rainfall, and a drop in temperatures has stopped the flames advancing to other areas. A 45-year-old English woman has been badly injured after being knocked over on Avenida Austria in Torviscus Alto. Paramedics attended to the woman, who suffered a broken leg, and took her to Ciaran Hospital in Costradecchi. Local police issued the corresponding accident report with the guilty driver's cooperation. Police in Gran Canaria have arrested a British man who threatened officers with a gun that turned out to be an air pistol. A holidaymaker raised the alarm after spotting the 51-year-old hiding the pistol under his clothes before entering a shopping centre in Playa d'Ingles. The suspect was stopped by officers but reacted by pointing the gun at them. They only discovered it was not a firearm after a struggle, during which they managed to pin the Brit to the ground and disarm him. The reason he was carrying the air gun has not yet been made clear. The National Police in Gran Canaria have arrested a 39-year-old restaurant manager in Maspalomas for selling drugs to clients. A tourist that had been dining at the restaurant reported that whilst eating, they'd been offered narcotics by a member of staff. Police searched the restaurant and found various packets containing hashish and marijuana hidden in the kitchen's extractor fan. The detainee was placed at the disposal of the judicial authorities. For the latest on these and other stories, please visit our website and Facebook pages.
For more news, pick up the Canarian Weekly every Friday. Tenerife's only weekly British newspaper.